Episode 37, Waiting and Monday Treats. Welcome back, everybody. Lady Jupiter Podcast is the audio accompaniment to LadyJupiter.com, a lifestyle blog where I write about my family's military life, our home life, casual fashion, and travel when possible. I'm happy that you're here with me. Today, I'll share an update on our life as affected by the U.S. military, continue with the blog update, and then wrap up with my most recent domestic diversion. Today's episode is short, a real-life reflection of our non-turbulent lives. Today, in our military-affected lives, I have nothing significant to update. The Jupiter House continues to wait on promotion dates. Meanwhile, our new neighbors are waiting on their household goods and camping in their house until further notice. House camping is a unique experience. It feels like homelessness at first because you can only have what you can fit in your car, but one day you get used to all of the blank walls and your minimalist life. Then suddenly, all of your modern trappings arrive and you wonder why you have so many coffee mugs. And after hours of unpacking, you start to wonder if you should just throw away the next box without opening it. But you do open it because you can't find your Sonos speakers. For today's LadyJupiter.com update, I finished writing a draft that I started 4 months ago, titled, Five Favorites in the BX. Silly topic, but I was inspired one day and got it started, so I finished it. Yay! Then I lightly refreshed an article about my favorites in Las Vegas, and I have been craving Japanese food ever since. No real updates to the blog otherwise. I have even been slacking on taking outfit of the day photos for some reason. I think it's just the cloudy days. Natural light motivates me to do things, but overcast days, barely above freezing, only motivate me to drink coffee and hide in my infrared blanket. So I may not be very productive, but at least I'm warm. And now for my most recent domestic diversion, I am just obsessed with Whole Foods delivering to my house. So I've decided that it's going to be my official Monday treat. This week's order included ice cream, shelled pistachios, milk, and pastries. It was a little more indulgent than usual, but we needed those things, especially the bourbon pecan ice cream that's made by Central Arkansas ice cream superstar Loblolly Creamery. Future orders will include food that I cannot buy at Kroger, like grass-fed beef bones. I need beef bones because I need more practice making pho. My chicken pho broth is flavorful and nice, but I think that making the perfect beef broth will be the real game changer. Especially if I commit to charring the bones and boiling down the broth after pressure cooking it. Oh, note to self, find some lemongrass stalks. I want to make a fresh lemongrass paste if possible. Otherwise, Kid Jupiter just had his second birthday. I made his favorite coconut ginger rice for dinner with fish and broccoli, two other favorites. We've watched his favorite shows and he's just living his best life. Maybe next year I'll start making him special breakfasts or otherwise adding a special activity to his birthday. It'll be more fun when he's bigger and can appreciate that it's his special day. And that's it for today's show. Show notes and transcript will be available on LadyJupiter.com/podcast. Scroll down to the link for episode 37, Waiting and Monday Treats. If you enjoyed today's podcast, share Lady Jupiter Podcast with a friend. I'm available where fine podcasts are found, like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Overcast, Deezer, and Pod LP, plus many more. Anyway, I hope you have a great week. I'll be back soon. Talk to you later. Bye.